Kyle Guskey, investment analyst from New Constructs, is here. And at New Constructs, they go digging into stocks looking for trouble. They're taking us with us, and we are now headed into the danger zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, everyone, where we are joined by the experts from New Constructs, which evaluates securities in a way that brings cash flow analysis, discounted cash flow analysis, and forensic accounting together, and it creates a very different approach, an approach that looks at securities really from the grassroots level and then works its way back up. So when everybody else looks at things from the top down, well, you know, you look at top down numbers, you know what the metrics are. You can see certain things and think,
you are so good looking.
At New Constructs, it's not that they think that everything is ugly. They simply want to know if you look at it from a different way.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is possible. And so they dig in at the footnotes level and they work their way back up. And they frequently find that whether it's stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, what have you, are not as good once you get past the skin level. So beauty can be skin deep. They dig a lot deeper. If you want to learn how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs, and they blog about their danger zone picks. So there's always more information available for you on their website. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Kyle, good to have you back on the show.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Jacobs Engineering Group.
Danger, danger.
Jacobs Engineering Group. It's ticker symbol JEC. And this is a company that I think at the surface level was looking pretty good, which means you found something that's not looking so good. What's the problem here?
So this one's all about earnings distortion and our earnings distortion scorecard. We put together this earnings distortion scorecard to show how much unusual gains and losses distort earnings. And earnings distortion itself looks at all the non-recurring adjustments featured in the Harvard Business School and MIT Sloan paper we've talked about in the last couple weeks. So what it's looking at is how much are earnings overstated or understated. And in this case, we've seen that over the trailing 12 months, Jacob Engineering Group's earnings are significantly overstated. Specifically, we found $368 million in net earnings distortion that overstates earnings, and that breaks out to $2.61 a share that is actually decreasing reported earnings. So we see that reported profitability is not what it seems once we dig a little deeper.
And how has this then made the rest of the numbers distorted? I mean, how out of whack is everything on this company?
So really, it's looking at the reported profit looks much higher than it actually is, which it breaks out, you know, individual items we've seen in the filings, such as $435 million in earnings from discontinued operations. They've got $37 million in miscellaneous income. And all of that is being included in that reported number. We pull that out to get that total earnings distortion. We see that overall earnings are distorted by 55% over the trailing 12 months.
Which means that basically, if we do the quick math on the two numbers that you threw out there, which amounted to more than $450 million, if their earnings are distorted by 55%, we're basically saying they were reporting $1 billion in earnings and you think it should have been, well, closer to $500 million. That's a fairly big number, right? Did I get something wrong?
Nope, that's how we're looking at it. Yeah, we see that reported TTM earnings are $4.73 a share, and when we make all our adjustments, a little closer to $2.12 a share. And so then when we couple that with our DCF analysis, we can see that not only are earnings overstated, but the stock is also significantly overvalued.
So what would be a more reasonable value, or what does this company have to do to make it that, yeah, those numbers could hold up? I mean, the value is obviously out of whack since the earnings numbers are out of whack, but how out of whack?
Simply to justify current stock price, they have to improve, you know, margins to 4%, up from 3% over the trailing 12 months, and grow profits by 8% compounded annually for the next 12 years. Now, the services might not seem like much, but over the past decade, they've only grown by 2% compounded annually. So you're looking at, you know, four times greater profit growth over the next 12 years, simply to justify current stock price. So if you look at a little more reasonable scenario, we still give them credit for that 4% margin, and they grow profits by only 5% compounded annually for the next decade. You're looking at around $67 a share, or 31% down from the current stock price.
Wow. So is there any potential catalyst that makes folks wake up in these cases? Because this is a little bit different than some other cases where you find a stock out of whack in terms of its valuation. There's a very specific reason for it. So in cases like this, what makes the market wake up to the fact that it's got a problem?
We think a lot of these earnings distortion scorecard can help is looking into, you know, upcoming earnings. We see that current TTM earnings are significantly overstated, which can impact analyst estimates, which then increases the likelihood that they might miss those upcoming earnings, especially if you don't include those unusual items that helped boost the earnings in the past. Again, it increases the likelihood that they miss earnings, which can then drop the stock, and we see a more, you know, rational valuation given to the company.
So again, it's really going to take an earnings miss and Wall Street waking up at that point.
Yes, I would think so.
Okay. And again, the stock trading currently about $95 a share. You think a more reasonable value, again, take about 30% off of that and you'd be closer.
Closer. And that's still a good growth scenario.
Yeah. Still giving them credit for growth that maybe they don't deserve. But what they don't deserve mostly is that current stock price in the 95.5 range. And according to the folks at New Constructs, that is dangerous. And that's why they have put Jacobs Engineering Group, ticker symbol JEC, in the danger zone. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Kyle, thanks for stepping in and joining us today. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
That's Kyle Guskey, everyone. And if you want more information, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter, where they're at New Constructs. Up next, we'll be talking with Jay Yoon, Chief Investment Officer at New York Life Investment Management. He is here for our big interview when Money Life returns right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.